So we had that story about how a Grateful Dead T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
From 1967, one of the band's first pieces of official merchandise, and designed by Alan Gut Turk, a Hell's Angel and graphic artist who was a prominent figure in California's counterculture in the 1960s, and, you know, kind of the Grateful Dead heyday and all that good stuff. So the shirt sold at Sotheby's for $17,640, a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It set a new world record for the most money spent on a vintage rock shirt.
Pat, what do you have one around, do you?
What do you have in your... Okay, so you don't have a Grateful Dead shirt?
No Grateful Dead shirt.
You've got to have some kind of rock T-shirt, some vintage band in your closet?
Believe it or not, I never bought many T-shirts. The only ones I have off the top of my head is I've got a John Lennon T-shirt and a Bob Marley T-shirt. That's about it.
Hmm. Okay, well,
not vintage or anything like that.
But it fits. Okay, well, I was thinking for all the music that you enjoy, perhaps
really...
gifts or something like that.
No.
Well, I have to say the same thing now. You're talking, it doesn't say here, it just says the shirt, you know, because there's a lot of people have just regular shirts.
Yeah.
Which I know I have, but I never had a concert shirt.
Like a concert shirt, right? A tour from a specific tour or something.
Mainly because I wasn't going to pay the price at the concert.
Right.
Yep.
That was, you know, I was cheap. So, I mean, I had a KISS shirt.
Yep, yeah.
But all I said it was KISS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
And I had to have that.
I had a Bob Seger shirt at one time.
Right.
But I think I stole that from my sister. I'm not sure. But somebody's got to have a shirt someplace. I mean, check your closets, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Especially if we have any deadheads who are listening. We've got to have some of those. Do you have a vintage Grateful Dead shirt that might actually be worth $17,640 like this one was worth? I just find that hard to believe. And all it was, I think I got a picture of it here for you.
If they do have one, they're probably not going to tell you because they don't want anyone to know that they've got it.
It was all of us. It's just a simple
shirt.
It's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not like it's some kind of grand design or anything.
It's kind of
like
a mustard color with a darker logo in the center.
Just says Grateful Dead on it.
You know? That's it, eh?
It's like something you could have just had printed at the local store.
Looks rather cheesy to me.
Because of the color, huh?
Yeah, all right.
Well, again, it was worth $17,640 because somebody paid that much for it at Sotheby's. Well, actually, the story was, I'll tell you the story, was done by a man who operates the Outlaw Archive on Instagram, which is dedicated to 1960s motorcycle culture.
No.
And he said he purchased the shirt to keep the memory of Gut Turk alive and to keep his history together under one roof. So he had some personal attachment to it.
I see.
So there you go.
Right. Most of my shirts are like places I've visited or hobbies I enjoy, you know, fishing and boating and things like that.
Well, let's see. How can we help out Dave there?
I don't know.
Not real well.
Not real well. No, I don't think so.
Well, hey, outdoors. Maybe what you need is a Mike Avery shirt. One day, perhaps,
maybe how to create an Avery shirt. Yeah,
maybe one day that will have some value.
Avery outdoors.
Something like that. You know, I was suggesting earlier that some of our old WSW shirts might have some value. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we got a few of those around.
We got a few of those.
Yeah,
listeners, what would you be willing to pay for one of our vintage WSW shirts? You can tell me, you can email me and let me know. Make your bidding price. charlie@wsdw.com. I'll even autograph it for you. Well, they could probably devalue the shirt if I did that.
Yeah, maybe.
But you can take your choice. You can have a Dave shirt or Charlie shirt or Pat shirt. And, or we'll package them together for a special price.
Well, some radio stations actually have their stations printed up and sell them right on their sites. Yeah, maybe a new venue there.
Merchandising.
Yeah. I don't know how popular that is. I don't know if that does real well or not.
Let's contact the home office and see what's going on with that possibility.
What would we sell? A pen that Art Lewis has used? Or
old coffee cups?
Old coffee cups.
Those
there you go.
Oh, we've got a few of those around. Yeah.
Find some old stickers and things like that.
Yeah. Every now and then a listener will come in and bring some of those things from the past that they... I no longer need, or they're downsizing or whatever, and every now and then we get some of that stuff.
Remember the old WSW ashtrays?
Oh, no,
I know. Yes. Really? Oh, there were?
Yeah. Oh, that goes way back. That's a product that we're not going to have anymore.
Nope.
I would love to know if somebody has one out there.
I think we've got one. If
we find one,
we might have one in the file cabinet over here where we keep some of the archive material. We'll check that out.
We've got some keychains and bottle openers and things of that.
Bumper just stickers.
Probably got some of those. No, bumper stickers.
I'm sure we have
hard
some of
to come
those.
By. I don't know.
We've always saved at least one of everything. So.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, so check your closets, fans, and see what you got. If it's an old Grateful Dead shirt, perhaps it's worth some money. I don't know.
That's the thing. Yeah, I guess you never know exactly what is worth money. You know,
it's worth whatever somebody would be willing to pay for.
Whatever, how badly someone wants it.